Hello and welcome to Shades and Layers. I'm your host, Gudrun Skosana Ritchie, and today we are talking to the founder of Swimmer Caps, Nomvuyo Treffers. Swimmer is a South African brand founded with inclusion at its heart and out of a mother's need to spend meaningful time with her children. Nomvuyo had always said no to swimming with her daughters because she could not find a swimming cap big enough to contain her long dreadlocks. And anyone who's ever had dreadlocks will tell you how very long the hair takes to dry after contact with water. But as you'll find out, Nomvuyo likes an adventure and she wasn't going to allow this problem to rob her of quality time with her daughters. And so she rolled up her sleeves and went to work. Swimmer Caps arrived on the market at the height of heated media debates about natural hair and learners being expelled from schools for their large afros and other African hairstyles. We talk about that and just how this timing was helpful in the brand's success. We discuss how she's expanded the product line to include shower caps and swimming goggles, as well as managing an internationally distributed team. My favorite part was finding out just how creatively she lives. And without further ado, here is Nomvuyo telling her story. Please, can you describe your work and the deeper meaning you attach to these activities?
Swimmer is, we sell products that developed with inclusivity and diversity in mind. That's the reason that Swimmer exists, is because we wanted to fill the gap of making sure the people that were left out, like myself and many others like me, that they are included in products that are available out there. How we started is actually swimming caps. So that's what we do. And then we obviously expanded to shower caps, and which also for the similar need, similar requirement, because again, not one size fits all. And also swimming goggles. Who would have thought that swimming goggles can be an issue? And one of the frustrations I used to have was that the straps were too short. Mm-hmm. I couldn't comfortably over when my hair is in the swim cap and bulk and like with volume. So it's all the experiences and frustrations that I've been having. So trying to solve those. And So that's what we do. And we started Swimmer with only two sizes, but which we've expanded the sizes because I very quickly realized that only two wasn't cutting it, because there were so many in-betweens, because our ear and length, and from toddlers to mid-age kids and teens and all of that. So I found that that we needed to have more. So I'm proud to say that we cover most. So every
that's amazing. So tell me about your R&D process. I mean, there was probably nothing available at the time when you started in 2016. So how did you go about, you know, researching materials and who would manufacture, etc.?
Before 2016, much before 2016, it's wonderful. It starts with an idea. It starts with thinking, how come? Because I kept on searching, hoping that I would come across something that will help me, because I was feeling like I cannot go out there and swim with my kids, who were quite small at the time. And obviously, they wanted to be attached to me,
of whether course.
They swim and all of that. So I realized that I'm going to lose the time, because, you know, kids, when they're small, they're like, everything, mommy, about that.
Yeah.
I realize if I don't do something and they grow up to be teens, they would want to hang out with their friends. It's more than trying to beg me to swim with them. So that actually what inspired me to push. I think if it wasn't for my kids, who also have, big hair, afro, there would be no swimmer. That I can say for sure.
Right.
As a mother, we try and want to fix and make the world a better place. So yes, it was a process, obviously, trying to find out and think how. Another thing, with my hair, which is in locks, once my type of hair gets wet,
it stays. to dry.
It takes up the entire swimming pool. You'll carry it on your So I felt as well I needed something that not just like a shower cap or a duke or a plastic bag. I need something that will actually lock my leg in so that if I can swim in the morning and get on with my day and go to work and whatever. So that's why it was also important that to use like silicone, which is a material obviously that in itself is 100% waterproof.
Was it easy to find partners or manufacturers?
No, nothing is ever easy, especially when you need it for the first time.
Of course.
It was scary. At one point I said, what if? And it's an investment because you have to spend a lot of money, and especially to have molds created, it's really expensive. So because I want to keep, I know maybe a few more people, but I didn't know I would receive the support that I did receive. So it was really scary. I was losing sleep over, do I do it? Do I not?
Yeah, of course.
Because, yeah, but yeah, in the end, yeah, that worked out. And here we are 7 years later.
Yeah, that's wonderful here. And, you know, during those first years, of course, you had a good response. But, you know, were you financing everything yourself? Did you try for a round of funding?
At the time, I was running a business, so which I still own on the side. But I so that's where the money came from. So I had to take a loan from the other business to say, OK, I'm doing this. And then if it failed, and it didn't. And so we could pay back the loans and all of that. So that's actually how it started. But very soon, Swimmer ran on their own.
What's the other business? So this is a thing for you, serial entrepreneur.
I thought you would get to that. The business that I own is like, it's 20 years old this year.
Oh, wow.
It's got nothing to do with obviously swimming, but we started back in 2003, based in Cape Town, because I mean I didn't grow up in Cape Town, but then we also soon realized that there's townships, the communities where the lake services, like there was no internet cafe in Langa. I don't know if you know,
right,
Langa.
Right, I know Langa, yeah.
And they were applying for jobs, or make at the time you had to make copies to submit your CV or fax and all of that.
Gosh,
so,
yeah.
So yes, so that's back then. Also, internet, we still used what dial up, not like what we have today, and there were no smartphones. So that's how it started, like providing these internet services and office services. But the business transformed over the years because obviously the smartphones, the demand was less. So it did well. And the second one was an observatory, which was about student area mostly. But the business now took a form of a voice over IP, which is a thing now, because nobody has telephone lines anymore. Because the calls are over the internet, really.
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah. So that's still there, but I'm not
exciting.
That's me when business hopping, but I'm not like hopping. But I get excited about the adventures of business. So, and then I was a photographer full-time, actually, when...
Oh, really?
Swimmer.
Yeah.
Yes. So I did photography full-time just before I started Swimmer. Not just before, actually. It was probably about 7 years into it. It also just started from the love of photography. I always valued quality photographs. I would also invest a lot of money into my cameras. And then I was that person who was always asked, like, I'm getting married, can you bring your camera? And then and this is before even smartphones. Yes,
I want to enjoy the wedding.
But also, and also to justify keeping on investing on on like equipment, because that can be expensive, especially when you buy like professional because cameras and that sort of thing. So I thought, okay, maybe I can start making money, then increase my range of photography, and then soon it was referrals, and then it was a full-on business, and even working in corporates and to, I mean, yeah, a whole range of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. I love that you dabbled, you know, you tried different things.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. It's a lovely creative way to live. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think at heart, I'm a creative. I just, in business, I'm not, I don't enjoy the administration part of it. I'm like, give me conceptualizing or being creative and going out there, capturing moments or doing things like that. So that's me.
Right. Yeah. So now you test this product on your friends and it's well received and, you know, there are more people interested. When and how did you realize that you had a viable business that could actually scale?
It actually was very early on. I was even shocked myself with the response that I received almost immediately because I put out a tweet there and then it just started, like the response on Facebook and immediately, and then it was picked up by the media in South Africa and I was being contacted for interviews from TV, magazines and radio. Because again, at the time in South Africa, there was a raging hair debate. I don't remember if you remember that.
Yeah.
Where schools were an issue about a learner's hair being an afro or braids. So I think it was coincidentally that Swimmer was launched around that time because I mean it was a long time coming, but the talk about around here, I think, just also gave Swimmer that platform because the media said, actually, here is someone with a product who's designed the product exactly for the hair that is seen as a problem by some institutions and stuff like that. And also South Africans who are now adults who've gone through this system where schools are making issue of hair, they were saying, actually, why is this? We went through these schools and we needed these caps when we were school. We needed to feel included. We quit swimming because...
I remember that too.
Caps. Yeah. Yes. So it was such a deeper meaning because it was not just a product. I mean, not every day you sell a product and someone sends you, people take time to send me messages to say, thank you. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for this product. I'm going to swim. I'm for the first time in so many years and all of that. So to me, that
meaningful was, impact here.
Yes.
I remember like swimming, you know, when we were doing swimming in summer at school, all the black girls would suddenly have their period.
No, exactly. And it's unfair. I always feel it's unfair on especially young kids because they cannot speak up maybe in primary school, because I didn't want kids to grow up thinking like my hair is too big or they shouldn't be
something wrong.
Braids, whereas the problem was the cap, not you, not your hair, not your braids, not your locks. So for me, that was quite important. And to a point, like my daughters were like 5 and 7 at the time. So they were swimming with swimmer caps and some friends started swimming at school. And they would come home that, mama, my friend said, I must tell your mom, thank you. Imagine a 5-year-old sending that message. Like to me, that even as I'm saying it, I get goosebumps because a 5-year-old recognizing, like, tell your mom, thank you, because they feel like they finally have a cap that they don't have to fight with.
Into. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the fight with the braids. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's great. And, you know, it also leads me to our relationship to water as black and brown people. You know, I mean, there's an issue of access to swimming pools. And also just, you know, natural bodies of water, access to that is very limited.
Yes,
and then, so have you observed any kind of changes since you've been in this business where now there's, you know, one less layer that's preventing access? What's your experience been?
Okay, so definitely I've seen a shift since, I mean, in the last 7 years. Because, so there are so many layers because also growing up, like, obviously communities and townships, and I don't know, I mean, if, for example, take Langa as well, so there is one swimming pool, but coming from the Eastern Cape, it's not a single one in the township. Not a single one in the township.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't realize that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, in where I grew up in Makanda, I don't know.
I went to Ugeni. I was at
Ugeni, yeah. Yes, exactly where I grew up. The one pool. It's at Rhodes University.
Exactly.
So, yes. So for me, so that was my life. I did not even think about like swimming as an activity because my school didn't. I went to a township school, so. So that access issue is still there. And I think in South Africa, it will still be an issue for years to come. But then there are some parents who bought caps over the years. They said, you know, I live in a suburb. I've got a swimming pool and only my kids are using the pool.
But I can't swim. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm buying this cap because I'm going to learn to swim and I'm going to get into that water and enjoy the swimming pool in my house. And some did know how to swim, but the hair was like, I told myself that was my excuse. I'm not getting into the pool because of like my hair. So Swimmer removed those layers. It encouraged people to go and learn to swim. It encouraged people to get into swimming again because people are last year at school and then people would also use it as a form of exercise, maybe whether it's gym also take part in competition. So I've loved like how also people were willingly sharing like the reason behind their purchase.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's great. I'm glad to hear that there's a change and there's a shift. I actually interviewed, I don't know if you know her, Zandi the Mermaid.
Yes,
earlier
yes,
on today.
And we've been... Yes.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's, of course, also, you know, doing this inclusion work, trying to change perceptions around water. And
definitely, because I've also, and I think when I first saw her images and the videos, I also was like, wow, like deep down in the ocean where most of us are like, won't go.
Exactly.
So it is changing perceptions. And so what's amazing is like, even for me, for the first time this year, I actually had my first surfing lesson.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh my gosh.
Indeed. I wore a wetsuit. So I keep also shifting the boundary.
Nice. Because I still have to do that.
There.
Yeah.
So it's, like we keep shifting. What can we do next? So like definitely the possibilities are endless.
Of course. Yeah. So my CAPS founder, Nomvuyo Trefas, is the guest today on Shades and Layers. Up next in our conversation, we explore her experiences of expanding into the American market, the inevitable competition that has entered the market, and staying authentic as your company grows. We also talk about her vision for Swimmer CAPS as the company continues to expand its international reach. You've also expanded beyond South African borders. It was so exciting. I saw the lineup of businesses coming to Essence and I thought, oh my gosh, Swimmer CAPS.
Oh yes, New Orleans.
New Orleans. So how did that come about?
I think it's thanks to, I guess, to the internet and that has given us a gift of making a world like a small place because Swimmer somehow was picked up around the time where I was getting all the media attention within South Africa, which I'm very, very grateful for. I don't take it for granted that they put like, look, there's now a solution. I mean, they've been amazing collection of titles and that said, like, what Swimmer has changed. And it was picked up by many other media outlets, including the USA.
Yeah.
And so that's how I ended up. I think I was also featured in Essence magazine, I think twice. So that, I mean, Afropunk. So they told the Swimmer story and then obviously Americans saw them and that's how Actually, I went to America after I started swimmer. Yeah. So that, and now I've been going every year because I have obviously distribution there now.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to bring it closer to the, because initially we were shipping from South Africa and it would take long, and because all the shipping issues. So now we ship like it can take a couple of days, like like we're sending it locally. So that's
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a distribution center there.
Yes.
Nice. So is your manufacturing all still in South Africa, or you know, you've distributed it all around?
Well, yeah, it's not all. So it's in different parts, or part of it, and then part of it not. Because obviously we don't only have the swimming caps, but also the shower caps, which are actually made by, I don't know if you know the history of South Africa with the factories like really closing down, and people left who had the skill to manufacture clothes, like, so the local communities. So those shower caps that end up in the USA, they coming from impoverished communities of South Africa where people used to work, and then they're out of jobs, but they have the industrial machines, and they're coming together, training others and stuff. For me, that's also, it's, so I tell them, so they know when they like, your caps, like, especially if I go to Essence, it's like, these caps are going, like, where they're going, like, in the countries, in some cases, the people that make the caps have not traveled to these countries. So, but I know what it means, even for me, where I know swimmer is in countries I've not yet been, but that means something, that that your product is traveling where you've been.
And also empowering people, you know, doing that. That's amazing.
That to me, that's that. And I know for the community that I work with, they actually say thank you, because to them, it means that they running their household, they're putting food on the table. There's so much more to it than just like running, So it means a lot.
It means also a lot to me.
Those hands are really special.
Yeah. So you came to the US with this product, and the natural hair movement is, of course, still, it will be with us for a very, very long time. There's still a lot, there's still a lot that needs to be done in that space. But I see that there are similar offerings now entering the market, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I as expected that there would be copycats there, but also at the same time, I probably take it as a compliment, because it shows like my mission of like people also finally latching on to what they saw in the response, because without them having seen, because some people were like, how come nobody has ever thought of this? But obviously they're latching on and writing because they know, they see the response. So yeah, that was to be expected, but I still receive amazing support, and so many others, they say, no, we know, we see others, but we know the original. That's who we tell and share, and obviously because that people see like my story or the reason why is authentic, because it was not just a business opportunity. I didn't even think it would be a serious business at all. I really thought it would be like, I'll continue with my life, and then on the side, whoever wants a cab can get a cab. Maybe from a boot of a car. So for me, it was never about that, but it was trying to make this product available to change maybe a few lives at the time. But then it grew to bigger than I expected.
Yeah, so that's also something I wanted to ask you about, because as you grow, things change, and it's very hard to remain authentic and a startup, and you know, to keep that spirit that you started out with. So how is your experience of expansion, you know, especially now that you've added other products? How has that experience been for you?
You know, because I'm still so attached, because swimmer to me is almost like a baby you didn't you don't want to let go. So I still treat it with such baby gloves, I guess, because I always think, like, also because I know I have to say it over and over again, like how important it is to get a size that fits you. So mm-hmm. I'm always connecting either with our stockers who also stock our products, and to also be able to give correct advice. So I'm so hands on because I'm more of in a personal level. But we needed to get help, obviously. So we have that through our stockers, spreading it, and also being listed in a major retailer in South Africa, mm-hmm. Total Sports. So that also helps, that Swimmer is out there 7 days a week, so people can either shop online yeah. or go to a shopping mall. So because one of the things, yes, in business, I didn't want to stop and relax. So now I've done a swimming cap, and that everyone knows I have a swimming cap. But similarly, like with shower caps, I feel I didn't have a shower cap that fits. So that's why I immediately went to designing three sizes mm. at the time, so that we know we're not going to have one size and or two sizes. And likewise with the goggles, you go and expand. You said, I know there will be others like me who need it. And now it's just for the fun of it, we also... sleep caps.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah. So we also designed to have those in different sizes. So it's all ours. It's always like give people the option.
So you've kind of found, you know, a methodology that you follow for each product,
yes,
basically.
Yes, yes. And definitely it's not stopping, because mm-hmm. There are obviously plans in the pipeline where we need that, you know, like we know our struggles, and we know people like us maybe that things that they need. So it doesn't stop. It hasn't stopped.
Yeah. So, how many people are working at Swimmer now?
Some are just sitting in the US and some here in Cape Town, and some who also act not only like stockers, but as a distribution center for us. So it's like so many hands like that offer services. But in Cape Town, at the office is four at mm-hmm. the moment. Unfortunately, we lost... lost in like to death.
Oh, shame.
So, so that's why I sometimes think or counting it in, but yeah, she was a big part of,
yeah,
especially the packaging, like so many packages that traveled the world, they were by, yes. But yeah, we were five and now we're four.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's quite you guys have a big operation for such a small team.
I think we're used to it, I guess. It's like it's a system that works, because most of our sales are online. You just get on, you pack and you go, you pack when you go.
Right.
And we also do have pop-ins in our Cape Town branch. So we see people.
Yeah.
We love to receive visitors. We actually, just yesterday, we had visitors from New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
They are on vacation in Cape Town, and Swimmer, they decided that Swimmer will be their stop.
That's great. Would you ever think about having your own shop, like your own bricks and mortar shop for Swimmer products?
No.
Just throwing it out there and asking.
I know there's so much involved with that, and so for me, I'm grateful that the product is out there.
Yeah.
So especially like this sports shop that has our products, it puts it in different provinces like that. So that's a nice plus. For us.
Great. Hey there, before we continue with the episode, please do me a favor and give Shades and Layers a rating and review on your favorite listening app. It will help others to find the podcast and join our pod squad. 5 stars would be amazing. Thank you. Now back to the episode. We are about to get into Nomvuyo's personal story, where she came from, what events were influential in her young life, and the beliefs that shape her life now. We will also get into the Shades and Layers rapid fire. So here we go. Let's get into your personal story. Of course, you started Swimmer because you're a mom and you wanted to spend meaningful time with your children. But before that even ever happened, there are things that might have been memorable in your life that have influenced how you turned out. So what would you say? It can be people, it can be incidents. When you look back, you think, oh my goodness, it makes sense that I landed up here. You know, what are those experiences that stand out?
I don't know, because I think my parents, I would say probably most people say inspired by parents, but I was... I'm the last born in my family, so I was I was that child who became a child a little bit longer, with probably hugged a bit longer than my siblings.
When you know it's the last one,
your last baby. So, but I've had amazing supportive parents who actually allowed me to do everything that I wanted to do. And I mean, remember at school, like if I needed this kid for this dance, and I took part in so many different things, and they were always there buying this and that, not only but to encourage me. And so to me, and my parents were quite hard workers, and unfortunately at their time when they were young, they didn't have the opportunities to or study further, so they had little education, but they also made sure that they will obviously take us as their children further than they ever dreamed of. And my parents were just doers, go-getters. Mother was a seamstress. I mean, she could do that. She had a job, but she would make outfits and she would crochet, knit. So she did all these courses, but she was such a creative. So yes. I think I was thinking the other day when my kids were small, I would sit up, like if they would be dressed up at school or a party with a theme, I never had any, also some of the things, like I know how to use a needle and thread and bead, learning from my mother. So that to me, that's the creative side that I feel maybe I got. And obviously
so nice.
The business was useful. So yeah, so I think that's from her, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And do you have any mantra or just some advice that you live by? Could be something you read or you were given by somebody who mentored you in the past.
Sometimes you don't even know you're being mentored, I guess. No, I think because I've learned in life not to live life according to others. I think that's actually my biggest thing, like what people expect you or being put in a box. I remember probably when I was growing up, you don't want to act that way or step out or try to fit in. So that's something I try not to do. If that doubt comes to mind, actually, that's exactly what I'm going to do, because I don't want to confine myself.
Yes.
So if I doubt, like, what they think of my big earrings, so I would be attending my, like, maybe a school show at my kids' school, and I'll be like feeling like dressing up with an African duduk and dots and whatever. And I think, yeah, but I'll be the only one. So, okay, so what?
Even better.
So, yes, exactly. So, exactly when you start doubting, like, just be you out there, be authentically you, and just don't live according to other people.
Yeah. So, if you had to write a memoir, what would it be called and why?
The Accidental Swimmer.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, no. Wait, no. Actually, I have this, The Unlikely Swimmer. That is
okay.
The Unlikely Swimmer. Because, like I mentioned, my background, growing up in a township, dusty streets of Rini, Makanda, where there was not a single swimming pool. I didn't grow up swimming. It was not part of my growing up. So I actually learned to swim as an adult.
Yeah.
So how unlucky is that I ended up with the business that initially started with swimming products. And there's so much swimming involved in my life right now.
Yeah, like, I saw your video from Phuket too. I was like, whoa.
Yes. So it's like sometimes I laugh at myself. Is it like if I fetch that teenager, like that young girl, it's like, look at this. Like, this is you. It's like, it's yeah. So I think it was unlikely. Even my mother couldn't wrap her head around the whole swimmer business and swimming, because it obviously was never something they ever thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am that unlikely swimmer.
Nice. And if you took that book and turned it into a movie, who would you pick for the lead actress and why?
Viola Davis.
Yes.
because she is an absolute powerhouse. I think she can portray me, like me, in all stages of my life, even in past and present and future, because she can transform her character. I mean, she's absolutely amazing. She's one of my favorite actresses. Yeah. So I love her.
And which famous Black woman, living or dead, would you like to have over for dinner at your house?
Mama Miriam Makeba. And unfortunately, she's no longer alive. Mm-hmm, but to me, I think her calm and powerful demeanor is what I found so interesting about her. And that she was an activist who literally used her voice to voice out the injustices that the suffering of the South African Black people and POC people at the time.
Yeah.
To a point that her outspokenness actually rendered her to be stateless, because she was stripped of her South African nationality.
Of course.
Because she fought and spoke out against the apartheid. So to me, she is a powerhouse that we actually owe so much to her. I think even the fact that, I mean, here I read that she holds 9 passports and she was given honorary citizenship in 10 countries because she was stateless. I mean, I think she would be so interesting to have around the dinner table, and she would have amazing stories to tell, amazing and painful at the same time, because I know one of the things she wasn't allowed or couldn't come to bury her mother, and because she was told the state police are waiting to arrest you, even when she wanted to come back to South Africa, she knew she would end up in jail like the rest of the prisoners at the time. So even the languages she spoke, she would be a bag of memories.
Yes. She had an interesting life, that's for sure. Great. So I think that's it from me in terms of the interview. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that maybe you feel we didn't touch on?
No. Okay, we talked about that Black people do actually swim. We did talk about that. So,
yes.
So I know it's just a myth and a stereotype. I know the shock, but it definitely it's changing the game. And to be out there, and kids, they're also competing, and I mean, everywhere. I mean, we swim for leisure and sometimes fitness, but we are there. So we swim.
Out there in the water. Yes.
Yes.
Great. So where can people find you if they want to connect with you, buy your products, or just say hello?
So on social media platforms, we are on Instagram, swimmer_caps, Twitter, same swimmer_caps. And then on Facebook, Swimmer Caps, and our website is swimmercaps.com or swimmer.co.za.
And that is all from me this time around. And a heartfelt thanks to you, Nombuyo, for sharing your story. This episode is also the last one for Season 7. Shades and Layers will be on a break until the new year, when we will bring you more exciting stories of Black women entrepreneurs. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will share this episode with a friend. And also give us a rating and review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Kutlwanosi Skhosana Ritchie. And until next time, please do take good care.